Presidential contender Barack Obama travels to Los Angeles tonight, where three of Hollywood's biggest names will throw a fundraiser for him. Steven Spielberg, Jeffrey Katzenberg, and David Geffen will host the event, which organizers hope will raise at least $1.6 million. Campaign 2008 is off to an early start, and we're taking a look at what it takes to run for president. Today, a look at the money chase in Hollywood. We've reached Chris Lehane. He served in the Clinton administration, was Al Gore's press secretary during his presidential campaign, and is now a political consultant here in California. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So does this fundraiser signal that Hollywood is falling for Barack Obama?
Well, obviously, these are big players in Hollywood. But I think as this goes forward, you'll see Hollywood break up and different people will align themselves with different candidates. And right now, Barack is the hot candidate.
Although for so many years, the Clintons have been the darlings of the Hollywood Democrats. Does Barack Obama gaining support mean Hillary Clinton is losing support?
No, I think Hillary is going to be very, very strong with the people who historically have been the big Clinton supporters. You know, one of the things to keep an eye on is that, you know, in this day and age, it's not a question of whether you get the endorsement or support of someone. It's whether that person is willing to go out there and bundle a lot of money, meaning will they reach out to their friends, to their associates, and put together some real money. In the past, you used to go to Hollywood and someone would write you a six-figure check. The campaign finance laws have changed.
In fact, this very event sort of shows that the $1.6 million should come from about 700 donors, giving the maximum $2,300 apiece. But afterwards, David Geffen is having a private dinner in hopes of getting people there who will promise to raise tens of thousands of dollars more.
That's exactly right. You could almost imagine the fundraising game as a big pyramid. The people at the bottom are the folks who write the $2,300 check, which is the most that you can give in a primary. And then a tier above that will be folks who you'll go out and ask, hey, can you raise $2,300 from 5 people or 10 people? And then the tier above that will be, can you do that from 100 people? Until you get to the very top of the tier, which is where you get the Geffen, Spielbergs, and Katzenbergs of the world who are able to do an event like $1.7 million.
Well, I wonder if this bundling plays to Hollywood's strong suit, because it's a really clubby place.
One of the interesting dynamics to watch is how the different Hollywood titans line up with different candidates, because each of these individuals have their own subset of folks who they will be able to bundle money from. But ultimately, you're also going to have a lot of competition. I mean, Hollywood is a place where people are always trying to compare the size of their houses, the size of their cars, how well their latest movie has done. And one of the interesting elements to watch is who tries to outdo whom. I remember in 2004 campaign, I was doing a little work for General Clark and
Wesley Clark. Who briefly ran for president.
And at the time when he got in, he was a new face, seemed to have fresh ideas, and he really resonated in Hollywood. And we would go through these series of elaborate sit-downs with some of the various Hollywood titans. And it was almost like you were interacting with the head of state at times.
The head of state being somebody like Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg would certainly constitute a head of state. In fact, it would not be a small state.
Or in the case of this case, Madonna. I mean, I gather she gave ultimately an endorsement.
That's exactly right. We did a series of sit-downs with Madonna. And it was a huge deal, not only in terms of the financial resources that she was able to raise for the campaign, but the fact that she had an online presence that literally went out to the hundreds of thousands of folks, if not more. And when she endorsed Clark, those people really responded and actually contributed money to him online.
When a candidate gets a Hollywood stamp of approval along with the money, can that turn off voters in other parts of the country?
Sure, there's always the potential for a double-edged sword. I think everyone who follows politics probably remembers the John Kerry event from 2004, where there was a number of Hollywood celebrities, Whoopi Goldberg, a number of others, and a number of comments were made about George W. Bush that were, at least in some people's opinions, were in poor taste. And the problem with when someone from Hollywood makes a comment like that, the media loves to cover anything that they say. Suddenly, the campaign's having to deal with that issue.
But I guess one can't accept the big Hollywood money and then say, but, you know, do you mind not saying anything?
It's extremely difficult to take the dough and to tell folks that they need to put a muzzle on. It just doesn't work that way.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Sure.
Chris Lehane is a California-based Democratic strategist who worked on the presidential campaigns of Al Gore and Wesley Clark.